Chapter 42, The True Self. This human experience can be so confusing, so overwhelming, and so full of all kinds of emotions that we can easily forget during our time here on Earth that we are not our overcoats, that we are something so far beyond them that our overcoat self can hardly imagine the magnificence that we truly are. But in this last part of the book, we're going to be glimpsing some of that luminosity for ourselves. We're going to be going beyond all the things we've read about the true self, all the things we've heard from those awakened beings who live as that light here on Earth. And we're going to be experiencing whatever we're ready to experience of our own innermost essence. An experience that's going to only build and grow deeper and vaster over the rest of your embodiment. And so in this experience, we're going to begin by remembering the true self. Because all of us have experienced the true self. Even if we think that we are nothing but our overcoats, every one of us has had moments or longer periods of time when we knew the glory and the luminosity and the magnificence of our innermost nature. And right now, we're going to invite some of those experiences to be present again in our awareness. Because this is one of the most beautiful ways that we can invite the true self to come forward more fully in our lives by acknowledging that, yes, I know what that feels like. I know what that experience is like. So right now, it would be good to have your notebook or journal nearby. And once again, you can invite your body to come into a comfortable position with your notebook or journal nearby. Let your eyes gently close and once again become aware of your breathing. Feel the breath coming and going, and let your breath and your awareness simply carry you into your inner world, easily, effortlessly. Now, ask to be made aware of a time when you were very much aware of your divine core and of the light of the one that lives in you, of the love of your true nature, and of the infinite strength that is also your divine inheritance. In this time that you're going to be brought back to, you are experiencing life as your true self. It was as if the radiance of your innermost core blasted through all of your overcoats and made them irrelevant, if only for a short time. This may have occurred when you met your life partner or were present at the birth of your child. It might have happened when you first experienced a place on the planet that felt like home, or when you participated in an activity that felt like a perfect soul expression for you. Whatever it was, allow yourself to become aware of it now. If more than one experience is arising, choose one to begin with and go back to the others later. If you need more time to let the experience surface, just push the pause button. Now, see yourself there and feel what it was like. Be present in that time as though it is right now. Notice the inner subtle feelings of aliveness. What do you see? Are touch or taste involved? Smell any aromas that are part of the experience? Let it come fully alive for you. What are you experiencing? Which aspects of your innermost essence are stimulated by what is going on? You might be in touch with the love, the light, the joy, the bliss, the deep peace, or some other facet of who you really are. Allow yourself to savor every bit of this experience. Use the pause button if you like to go on basking in the wonderfulness. When you feel complete with this moment in time, ask for another to be brought into your awareness. Fully experience it as if it were happening now. Let yourself feel the way you, as your true self, experienced this event. Continue revisiting times when you were very aware of being your true self until you feel complete for now. You might like to journal about what made these moments the profound experiences they were. Let yourself have as much time with this as you like to be with those precious memories before you return to the book and the reflection section at the end of the chapter.